Hey, Mean Girl Pod listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Oh, most embarrassing thing you did to see a man.
Oh, no.
There's a lot.
Embarrassing slash pathetic.
I'll tell a story.
Go ahead.
I'll just say more of a recent one because
because if you don't say what I'm thinking.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
God. Oh my god, I'm gonna take that to my she's talking about no fuck.
I'm talking about
oh my god.
I cringe at myself so
no, that's
about
hilarious
that.
Though, Jordan.
It's like, so funny. That's not a bad thing.
You had to.
Should I tell that story?
Honestly,
yeah.
I think that's so fucking funny. And like,
I mean, what do I have to lose at this point?
Yeah, just
no,
tell
fuck it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So I used to be obsessed. What? Was? Am? I don't know. This guy.
We're your besties in your ear. Back for another episode of Mean Girl Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of Mean Girl Pod. Hey.
How are you?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Good. Welcome back from the snowy slopes of Aspen.
Thank you. Welcome back from the blazing streets of New York City. You out there dunking on them hoes.
Yeah, I posted on Instagram today and I was like, dunks day. And Graham DMs me. He was, and what exactly did he say? He was like, You dunk on them hoes today. I go, all right, Graham Bennett, if you say so.
Yeah, it's like, but the best part is that Graham doesn't really have social media. So.
No. Yeah, I just thought his account was fake.
Yeah. He has one follower. It's not me. And he gets on maybe once every 7 months, but his birthday was yesterday. So I guess he chose.
Yeah.
He chose to get on. So what Graham and I did not do yesterday was take
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's not blaze over the fact that we've had an emotional, vulnerable episode last week where you talked about heartbreak.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm fine.
How are you actually doing? Use a deeper word. Another, fine. You can't use I'm fine or I'm okay.
What did I say to you in the hall today?
I feel like crying.
No, I was like, still waiting for a day where I don't cry.
Yeah. Yeah. You said I'm waiting for a day where I don't cry. And I was like, okay, the follow-up question here is when you want to cry, do you actually cry? And you were like, oh yeah, every day. And I was like, oh.
Literally every day. The only thing that prevents me from not crying is my eyelash extensions.
Yeah, you did say. You were like, I actually have to stop crying because these get damp and it's not good. So I am actually going to stop.
And I was like, I pay good money for these.
I was like, okay, you would like.
So sometimes my tears, since I can't cry, turn into anger spurts. Like I'll have like these like this like rush of anger where I'll just want to scream into my pillow because you can scream in New York City because if I scream, the whole world's hearing it. The walls are thin. So that's just.
I would welcome a scream in New York. This is the spot where I would welcome it.
But if I screamed in my apartment building or you screamed in yours, everyone would hear from top to bottom.
Would your roommate like be worried?
No. If my roommate heard me scream, she'd be like, another day in the life.
She'd be like, okay, moving right along.
But my neighbors might be.
You said something that was really interesting called guilt waves.
Oh, a guilt attack.
A guilt attack. Someone DM'd you this.
Yeah. So first of all, everyone in our DMs have been so sweet. Like the DMs have made me cry because they're so vulnerable and people have just been so appreciative of the advice that you've given and the story that I told. So thank you guys for being so sweet. But somebody DM'd us and they were saying that a term that you can use to describe waves of sadness is a guilt attack. Or no, sorry, a grief attack.
A grief attack. Yeah, guilt's not the right word. It's a grief attack.
Because when you're going through any type of loss, one second you'll be fine and happy. And then the next second you might be like, I need a second. I'm going to start crying. Like it happened to me yesterday. And then you're fine. So it's like a little bit of a grief attack where it just hits you kind of like a panic attack. You don't really know when it's coming, but then it does go away.
I have multiple attacks a day of all different types. I have happy attacks, sad attacks,
anger.
Confused attacks, anger attacks, heat wave attacks.
Menopause attacks.
In the middle of the night last night at 3 a.m. I had an attack. I had to take off my sweatsuit. It's like.
Wait, same actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What time was yours at?
It was at one. Okay, so I've been having nightmares recently, and I'll wake up. I'll have a nightmare. I'll wake up around 1:30, like every night, or morning, I should say.
Mine was at 3, but I got up and took a melatonin. I was like, let's shut this off.
Yeah, no, I've been having some really creepy dreams.
But the attacks thing feels really real because it does come. And I wonder what that is. They come in waves and they just hit you, and it's like. Sometimes I don't let it attach though. I'm like, get out of here.
So mine happens when something hits like a memory of mine.
Okay, so something triggers it. Is that the term? Is trigger a memory? No, it could be anything active, I guess.
Yeah, like if I smell something that reminds me of somebody, if I see something.
You don't
here,
have to talk me through it.
But okay. Like that's usually what triggers. But even anything, even it could be I miss my mom and I smell her perfume.
Makes you sad attack.
Yeah.
I think mine comes from the fear of the unknown. I think my attacks come from inside my head. Like, I don't think anything specifically activates it, but I think it's me thinking in the future. And then I'm like scared, anxious, worried, mad.
That was me this morning. Cause sometimes does this ever happen to you when you film in the morning? All of a sudden you're like, what am I doing with my life? What's the future hold? What will happen from this? What am I doing? And then you just panic and kind of spiral.
Yes. Mornings, I think, set the tone. Well, they do. Literally my first thoughts, you know, okay. One time I read, I don't do it really anymore, but you know how I used to not check my phone till 9?
Yeah.
Because it was like, don't let the thoughts in early. Like just try to live with like these thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's like back in the day before they had cell phones, I bet people lived so peacefully, but now we can open up our phone and I could have texted you, oh my God, look at this. It could be something. And it's like that just set the tone for my entire day was that one text message. Because we don't start our day with just ourselves. We start it with everyone else because you pick this up.
Yeah.
And then you let all these people into your life. And it's like, would you open your door and let a million strangers in? No.
No.
So why do we? I do it. I just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, a few texts lately have kind of triggered me.
Sorry. I hit Jordan with the oh my God period last night.
Yep. That was fun. Anyways, my weekend.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
So my weekend was actually pretty pleasant. But something that was funny is, so for you guys know I'm boy crazy. Like I've always been kind of obsessed with guys. Like I love going out and meeting guys and making out with guys and hanging out with guys. But after everything that's happened these past few weeks, for the first time in my life, I legitimately want nothing to do with the male species. I'm trying not to swear as much.
Okay.
Zac Efron could walk up to me and ask me on a date and I would be like, no, thank you. Stop.
Okay.
I'm using it to make a point.
But Zach?
Okay. A very attractive guy could come up to me right now and I'm like, I don't want it. So over the weekend, we went to the bar and it was my friend's birthday. We had a little surprise birthday for her. We were like dancing and this guy came up to me, tall, dark and handsome, like 6'5", very good looking, was like wanting to talk to me. And the whole time I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. I just want to talk and hang out with my friends. And I've never felt that truly. And it was kind of a good feeling because I like, you know how when you really just want to be with your friends, how fun the night actually is?
Yes.
But if you kind of are always paying attention to like your surroundings or waiting for the next best thing to talk to you or come by, it doesn't really feel like that great of a night. Mm-hmm. Yes. Has it ever happened to you?
Back in the day, yes.
Yeah. So it's fun to feel this feeling, but it's weird because I haven't felt this way in so long.
I always think, and I would always tell my friends this, when you go out and you're seriously, okay, I think the world can catch on to our vibes. So like last week when we were talking about like seriously cutting it off, it's like not 99%, no, we're talking 100. So the same thing, not just saying I'm going out for a girls' night, but actually going out for a girls' night, that's when the 6'5", tall, dark, and handsome comes up to you and you're like, no, I really don't want it. But when you go out and you're looking, like when my friends go out, they're like, I kind of want to meet a boy tonight. You never meet the boy. You always meet the guy when you're seriously not looking.
And I am seriously not looking.
And that's when this little guy, just little, 6'5", walks over and he's like, what's up? And you're like, you're hot, but I'm out.
But not today.
You know what I thought was crazy last week too?
What?
That guy, we were sitting at the bar.
Oh, yes.
And that guy was leaving and you're like, I was just, you know, someone like that.
And then he came over.
And then he was like, what's up? And we were like.
And he's like, oh, I've met you before to you.
Yeah. He was like, hey, Alex, you met at Blue Haven. And I was like, correct.
No way. But what are the odds? I literally was like, someone like that. And all of a sudden he like turned his head and was like, oh, hey, Alex. And we're like, what the?
And then I was like, get her number. Take her on a date. And he's like, I would love to.
Still hasn't texted me. But I also don't want it.
You don't want it. Like,
I don't want it.
It's the best. You're like, I don't want it. And that's when you get it. Something in the world. When you do want it, it doesn't come.
Oh, fully. Or you attract the wrong people.
I'm really happy, though, that you're in that mode.
Yeah, I'm like just going to be going into 2023 celibate as can be.
But that's great, though.
Yeah, it's I'm not like mad about it. It's actually kind of a refreshing feeling. Just not wanting anything to do with the male species. Mm-hmm. But it's a weird feeling. It's something I haven't felt in a long time.
I think if anything, you're just like paying attention. Like you're just making a note of it.
Yes.
You're probably just like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. But then it also reminded me I need to figure out a way to maneuver my way out of situations if a guy approaches me, because I was stuck talking to him and granted he was buying me free drinks, but then I, in the corner of my eye, I see all my friends dancing and having a blast because they're playing really good country music, and I'm like, I want to just dance with my friends.
It sucks that there's not like a nice way to say like, I'm done with this conversation, I want to go hang out with my friends.
Wait, I feel like you could just be like, yeah, wait, I feel like there is.
How?
Oh, what would
please
you
tell
say?
Me. Yeah. Why would you want to do things? One, I would just operate like I was talking to someone. Like I would just give them, like it would be like if somebody hit on me, you would just eventually make it pretty obvious. Like, okay, I would make, not that you were married, but that you were dating someone. The other thing is I would just be like.
But I'm not.
But if he doesn't know that. Yeah, one, he doesn't. But if you really want to hang out with girlfriends, just be like, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. I really want to have a girls' night. I feel like it would save both of your time.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Wait, what?
I wasn't in the right headspace last weekend, okay? Still not. Leave me alone.
I could give you another one. Thank you so much. This is so nice of you to buy me these drinks. I'm flattered. Also, you're very hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not in the headspace for this right now. You probably get it. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, I've been there.
That's a good one.
Wait, that was really mature.
I don't know. It's like letting someone down is like, it hurt. It's hard, I guess.
Especially when you're sad and drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's actually nicer to them than kind of like, and then you disappear and then they're wondering about you.
Yeah. Finally, he went to the next bar and I was like, back to my friends. We go. It was a blast.
See you, cowboy.
How's your weekend?
My weekend was great. I was in Colorado with Graham and his high school group text. Which made me.
That's funny.
Made you the guy's girl.
Made me the girl, the only girl on the trip. And, you know, you gotta love social media because they'll point out these things to you that you never even thought of.
Wait, like what?
I never thought of it. I never thought of being the only girl on the trip as an odd thing.
Well, especially with those guys, because those are Graham's OGs that you've known for a very long time.
Yeah, so the internet, and like my friends actually started texting it to me as a joke. They were like, why are you on the guys' trip? And I was like, because I'm trying to ruin their lives. Like, I'm on the guys' trip. Actually, the best part is, and I told you this, initially, I didn't want to go.
Correct.
I wasn't going to go. And Graham kept saying, can you please come on my 30th birthday trip?
Well, yeah, because, like, it's a big day for him.
He's like, can you come? And I'm like, I'm not going. Go with the guys. So finally, I was like, fuck it. I'm booking the trip. I'm going to go with him. And also, Graham was like, I'm a little bit more socially fun than Graham. Just that's just a bit more my role than his.
You do have that And you?
not, that's not a bad, he'll tell me that. He's like, you got to go. Like, you hang with the guys.
Yeah.
Not a guy's girl. I just do hang with them in this scenario a little bit better. But it was so funny because I never even thought about it. So one night we were playing Scattergories. Have you guys ever played that?
Love Scattergories, but my number one game is Codenames. I don't know if you ever played it.
Oh, I know Codenames.
Codenames is the best game ever.
Wait, can you remind me of Scattergories?
I know what
again?
That is, I think. Yeah, you get, I never played it. But they all grew up playing it. Like, this is like, it's been around forever. It's not new. And they give you a card and you have like a timer and you have a list of topics. And then you roll the dice. It gives you a letter. Let's say it gives you H. You have to write down a dessert starts with an H.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm not a big game player, but I know what Scattergories is. Yeah.
So we were playing that. And this is where it dawned on me because we got C. And then we got body part. And everyone writes down.
Cock.
Clit.
Clit. I went for clitoris, you know, and if you write it down.
Oh, the medical term.
Yes. I thought, I'm among private school educated people. I'm the public schooler. I was like, let me write clitoris down. And there were times where they would bring up stuff and I would be dead silent. And I was like, we just went to different schools. Like, I just don't even know what we're talking about. And yeah. I didn't have that homework. Like, I just was like.
Private school and public school kids grew very differently. I was a public school kid.
They like had like regimented the level of thought that they could take to school was something I was like, I just like played sports in high school. Like, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I would have failed.
There was something about this word exacerbation. And I was like, what? I can't spell it. Anyways, we get C body part. I write clitoris down. And the buzzer goes off and it's the first one. And the guy that's leading it looks at me and he's like, body part. Cause he knew I wrote clit. I think because of this podcast. Fast forward to, or rewind 2 years ago, Alex wrote, I probably didn't write one down. I probably wrote carm thinking it was arm, you know, like, so he looks right at me and I'm like, clit. And one of the other guys like, I also wrote that down. And I was like, wait, I feel like.
I like know exactly who's saying these.
Yeah. Garrison's like, clit. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, same, bro. You know, and Graham's like, chest. And
chin.
Yeah, somebody did write chin. And I was like, I feel like I'm getting a little bit into the locker room talk. Like, I felt a little accepted. But it's so funny to think about how so many different facets we can discuss. But like. Guys on Strictly Guys, it was so much fun and I was obviously welcome there and like, they're like my brothers, but they still don't get to have like 100% guy time. So I would go, you know, take like hours getting ready and shut the door and like let them do their thing. But it's so funny being the only girl there, like, well, on one token, they want you there. And they're like, of course we want our spouses there, like, because they love hanging out with us. But on the other token, it's so funny what guys say to guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Guys' world is a crazy world. And when you get a glimpse of that, you kind of never want to leave.
Yeah, you're like, you guys are so... This is my thing, too. This is my biggest thing. I want them to be, like, so comfortable. And they were. This is the first time I really felt like they were comfortable having that conversation, like, while I was there. I don't know if it's, like, seriously, Graham. It's like, I kind of think it might be the podcast. Like, they just hear you talk about your everyday life.
I think people... feel like they know us better because of the podcast. Also, they know how vulgar we can be sometimes, and they know that you're okay talking about those topics.
Do you think, though, that, like, on a guy's trip, that not all of the girls, like, have to go? Of course, they can be invited, but what do you think about one going?
Like, how did I feel about you going?
Or, no, in general, take this scenario. Whole guy's trip, but one girl goes.
I mean, it depends on the situation. In your situation, since you're married to the birthday boy, and it was his 30th birthday, I... figured why not. But if it was a different situation, maybe all guys and someone's girlfriend, I would be a little jealous if I wasn't invited. But in the back of my head, it would probably be because they see her as like a bro.
Well, all the girls were invited.
Oh, they didn't go?
They just couldn't go.
Oh, that'd have been fun.
Oh. See, this is my question, I think. Why... does it have to be in a group of guys and then the one girl does go? Why does she have to be the buzzkill? Like, so we know I wasn't, but TikTok's like, oh my God, like, you're the fucking worst. And oh. It's like, wait, but why? Why does the one girl on the guy's trip have to automatically be the worst? Like, why can't I just be chilling with you guys?
I know. Because society makes it seem like men always hate their girlfriends and wives. And like, we're the lame ones.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, wait, I was reading it. And I was like, no, like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Because I think a lot of people, it's about 50-50, but a lot of people I know don't like their significant other. Like, it's sad, but they're not friends with them. Like, a lot of men date girls to be, like we talked about yesterday, caretakers, or to be their arm candy. And girls date guys to, unfortunately, pay the bills or take care of them. And that maybe was more back in the day. But not a lot of people date people that they're friends with. It sucks, but it's true.
It's like, okay, whenever Graham and I had our hard time. Okay, let's take a specific scenario. So when Graham cheated on me, I remember when I found out asking him, who all have you told? And he was like, I've told this one guy. And I was like, of course you picked that one guy, because that one guy is not going to call you on it. He's going to be like, bro, like, did you slap her ass on the way out? Like, that's the guy you choose to tell. And I think it's the same thing when people start to like hate on their significant other. They know who they can hate on them in front of. Fully. Who will chime in and they'll do the same with theirs. But you also have a specific group of people who are like, we're not hating on them. Like, we married them or we're dating them. We love them.
Yeah.
And I used to tell Grandma, I was like, around like 24, 25, I was like, you know what's not going to be cool is like treating your significant other like shit. Like, you're going to be, if you can flip it now and kind of see in the future here and start talking positive about the person you want to be with, more guys will like want to be around you because they actually want that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like back in the day, the running joke was men hate their wives.
Like, yes.
They like that was fully a thing. Like our, maybe not our parents, but our grandparents' generation, they didn't marry friends. They literally, no, they hated their wives. They hated their husbands. And then like in movies, you see them all like around the table being like, oh, Fred is just a lazy piece of shit, or Susan's just up my ass today. But I don't want to talk about my husband that way.
No, you want to, because when you talk about them that way, I think you start to let it seep in. It's like if you bitch about something and then you're like, oh, I really hate that.
Yeah.
Like, you might not.
Like, I definitely don't want my husband to be my best friend, but I want him to be a good friend.
Well, and novel idea. Yeah. But don't you want to go home to the person that you're married to or the person that you live with and like them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't talk. I think a lot of times when you get with your, when it's a spouse, and I'm just thinking about people I've seen that have been married for like a long time or like in the movies, they do it so, they don't think about the consequences. They do it so loosely. If you're going to talk shit on a friend, you're like, fuck, like, it takes a lot to say it. You got to find the person you're going to say it to. It's a whole thing. It's mentally exhausting. Yeah. If you're going to do it about a significant other, I think some people are like, I'll let it fly because I don't care if it gets back to him. I don't care what the repercussions are. And it's like, eventually you beat that door down. You don't like that person.
You know what's crazy? And you think about this too, like out of all the guys that you've dated, how many of them have you genuinely enjoyed hanging out with? Like think about it. Like, you want to hang out with them as much as your girlfriends. Like, you have fun with them because you're having fun, not because you like them.
Right.
I can't say I've dated a lot of guys that I have fun with. I have. Especially currently. I'm just kidding. But when I think about some of the guys I've dated in my past, I'm like, I'd much rather would just hang out with my girlfriends than them.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Like, I feel like everyone has a situation where they've hung out with their girlfriends or guy friends, and their friend brings the significant other, and they're a dud. And you're like, why are they here?
That's the worst.
And I feel like that's the memory that everyone associates with what you did, which is just hanging out and being fun. But they're like, oh, the girlfriend's here. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But there's also some of my friends' boyfriends. And I'm like, why didn't you invite him?
Yeah.
Why isn't he here?
Like, you are a fun wife.
Yeah.
Right. I took from the TikTok comments. I was like, this is so funny because you're all automatically assuming that I just suck and I'm like we're gonna do things, like I was like, oh no, like hardly, you know? But in my mind, like that's why my friends from home are comfortable like texting me to make fun of me about it. Cause it's like, that's not the stereotype. I'm like, where does the stereotype come from? So it was just kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, cause I had a game night with my girlfriends on Sunday and all my friends are single except my one friend, she's married. And she was like, do you mind if I bring my husband? And we're all like, hell yeah, bring your husband. He's like one of the girls in not a weird way. Like he was there. We were playing like drinking games and games involving like personal conversations and sex. And we're all just saying what we feel because he can just like play along with it. He's not one of those guys where we're like, does your husband know that you've done that in your past? Like she's like friends with him. She's so open with him. He knows everything she's done. So we all can just like make fun and like say things that we do. And it's just so much more fun because they're genuine friends.
Okay. What about this scenario?
Oh God.
Guys weekend and a girl goes, total buzzkill. Girls night and a guy comes, bro, how was it? Like, that's so cool. I don't think he's a buzzkill at all.
No.
What's the difference? Like, that's what I don't get. I feel, and I'm doing it myself. I think they seem different.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, automatically, no one assumes if a guy comes, it's going to be a buzzkill.
He's not a buzzkill. He made it more fun. You're welcome for coming.
That's misogyny, Alex.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the patriarchy
it's
talking.
It's because the majority of people marry, because the world assumes women are boring. That is what the world views women like.
And control. Like, I think they thought I was, so I made a joke. I was like, oh, well, who's going to do the dishes? You know, like, who's going to make the meat? Like, you fuckers.
Yeah.
What do you, I don't know how to cook.
Well, like, let's be real. If you and Graham, if us three are together, I'm going to Graham for responsibilities, not you.
Right. Like, it's so different. But I was just like, what on earth? But the hating on the spouse or the hating on the significant other, I had a coworker in my very first job and her husband one night was like, kind of a little tiff happened. And he was like, but I love my wife.
Ooh.
And we were like, wait, what? Like, no shit, dude. Like, I love my wife. We were like, you wait. Yeah, we know you love your wife. Like, entry level for being married should be like, I love them. I'm obsessed with them. Blah, 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 blah. Not like, it's so nice that he doesn't talk shit on her.
Yeah.
Not the friendship I want. Not the relationship I want. Like,
yeah.
People tell you and I all the time, like, you guys like each other. And it's like, in what world do you all exist in where you want to be partners with somebody in any scenario and genuinely not like them?
Yeah. I can't imagine a world where I go home after work every day and I'm like, all right, the fun's going to stop tonight. Like, I want to go and be like, what are we doing? Like, are we going to watch TV together? Are we going to go out? Are we going to go on a walk? Like, I just can't wait to have a conversation with you. Like, that's what I want in my future husband. Not like, all right, I'm going to go home to Jerry and he's going to piss me off tonight.
I think somebody, I don't know who started it. It must have been the 50s, 60s generation.
Yes.
They did start this whole thing where we're married to Helen.
What do they call the old
hags?
No, ball and chain.
Got to go home to the ball and chain.
Nah, just guy, are we bringing the wives tonight? No. You know, now it's a little bit more like, are the boys coming?
Yeah.
You know, we've caught up, sped past, and our generation rocks.
And that's why spas were created and cigar clubs, because from the get-go, we never liked our spouses.
So we would do things. And it's like, I'm all for a healthy little break. By all means, take your girls trip. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's like, also while you're there, I think it's cute to be like, he texted, look what they're doing.
Yes.
It's like a healthy camaraderie.
Also, in our generation, we're also connected where it's like, my group of friends, I want their spouses to come. That's why, like, when I date someone, my friend's approval, honestly, is more important than my parents, because I want my friends to be like, yes, please bring X, Y, and Z around. Not like, like, do they have to come tonight?
Right.
Like, maybe let's plan it a time. Or like, let's plan it a time when he's busy.
Or even if they were indifferent about it, that would make me like less interested.
No, that would make me so sad. But I will say this. Okay.
Okay.
Early on in my relationship with Graham, the way he showed up socially was not the way I showed up socially. So I would be, and it wouldn't be with his core guy friends. With his core guy friends, live at the party, because he's comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. Graham's a little bit more shy to people he doesn't know, as opposed to me. So if I would go and I would meet new people, I would be like, hi, I'm Alex, blah, blah, blah. And he'd be a little bit more like, what's up, I'm Graham. And we would leave and I'd be like, are you kidding me? And he'd be like, wait, I don't care what they think. Like, he was like, that's not who I am. And I was like, interesting. Now, people tend to, the best part about Graham, which makes this okay, is if you meet him once, you're most apt to like him because he kind of has a disarming presence to him. Mm-hmm. He's not an asshole, but he's not the most open right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I used to try to fix how he showed up. And I would be like, I want you to do all of these things. And I kept trying to put him in the box for like 6 months I would try. And he'd be like, I really just want to be the way I am. Never mean, never an asshole, but he was a little more quiet. And so that was one thing that like I did have to learn. Like it wasn't my idea of how he was social, but I wasn't his either.
Yeah.
And that was interesting. Like I had to grow to be okay with it. And the more I've let him be himself, the more he's like blossomed socially because he's like comfortable doing it.
Yeah. But like genuinely, if you and I had a girls night plan and you were like, do you care if Graham comes up? Like the more the merrier. Graham's part of the girl squad. Like bring him on over.
Yeah.
Like I don't have any friends.
He'd be like, literally no.
I know. I'd be like, I'd rather eat my own arm than hang out with you two.
I'm literally not coming to girls night ever, but thank you so much for the invite. And I'd be like, I'll come.
Just thinking about every time that you and I have serious conversations on your couch and Graham's just there, I feel so bad for him. Because I'm like, he's already heard this 5 times from me, 10 times from Alex. I was hearing it another 30 times.
And we're just gonna hash it one more time. Yeah. Just I know Graham's like, we've come to a resolution. We're like, and we're just one more time. Do again.
Oh, that's funny.
What would you do if a couple was dating and you were really good friends with the girl, but you overheard the guy talking shit on the girl?
Oh, I would tell her in a heartbeat.
On the girl, on your friend?
Yeah.
The boyfriend?
The boyfriend was talking shit on the girl, then the girl's more your friend, but they're both your friend.
Oh, they're both my friend?
But you're closer with her.
Who's my friend first?
Her.
I would tell her. I will be honest. I am so appreciative. My friends are all straight up about the people I date. They tell me to my face if they like them or not. And that's something I would personally want to know. So I would say it in a very nice way. I'd be like, hey, I just want to let you know. I heard X, Y, and Z say this. I don't know the context, but I feel like you deserve the right to know. But I would tell them. And honestly, if they're both my friend, I'd probably tell him if she's talking shit about him all the time. They're both my good friends.
Wait, so you knew her first and a little bit better, but you are very good friends with them both now because they're dating and she was talking shit on him. You'd tell him?
Well, who's my friend?
Yeah. Okay. She's your friend.
Then I would never.
Oh, okay.
I would go to her and be like, you either need to stop talking shit on him or break up with him.
There we go. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. The way you voice it, like, did I become friends with him at the same time?
Are they equally my friends that I started? Did I introduce them?
No. If she's my friend, I would be like, you need to stop talking shit about blah, 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 or break up with him or fix it because this is not fair to you or him.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so a little scenario happened in Aspen where we had some mutual friends there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not mutual friends. They're way more Graham's friends, but I definitely know them.
Wait, what's that from where it's like they're her friend or they're, there's like this show where it's like they're XYZ's friends, not my friends.
I don't know. Is that a sound?
It's like from a movie, I think. But when you're like, they're Graham's friends, not my friends.
They are my friends, but I know them because of him.
Okay.
But they would probably be my friends anyways if he didn't exist. So anyways, they were like, we're here too. Let's meet up. And I'm like, great. Let's meet up. Sounds so fun. And Graham's like, no. And I was like, odd.
Wait, have I met them?
No.
Okay. I thought it was this.
Yes, you have.
Yep, I knew exactly who you're talking about.
And I was like, okay, weird. And then I'm like, well, why not? And he's like, I just think they're mean. Graham doesn't go out of his way to say much about anyone. Like,
yeah,
I was writing his cards and I'm like, you don't talk about people. That's kind of cool. So I was like, mean? And I was like, well, how are they mean? And he's like, I don't really want to get into it. I just don't think they have people's best interest in mind. We're not hanging out with them. So right then it enters into my mind that I'm like, somebody said something about me. One of these people has talked shit on me. So I keep prying. And then finally he's like, well, she called you a social climber. And I'm like, that's so great. Social climber. That, like, I'd rather be a bitch. Because at least I'd have to do some internal, like, was I ever? Like, I would probably check myself. But social climber, I'm blazing right through because I'm a lot of things. That's not really one of them.
No.
And I was like, that's hilarious.
Also, Never mind. I'm just going to go off a tangent. I don't need to right now.
Did he hear this secondhand or was he, did he, she say this to him?
She said it to their, to his very best friend.
How are you a social climber? This is your job.
Well, I was like, well, listen.
I wanted to hit, when I saw that TikTok, my fist was up in the air.
Yes.
But if anything.
Maybe a gold digger, but that's it.
That's what I'm saying. I only like Graham for money.
Come on, we know this. We've been over this before.
The new news people. The low hanging fruit is not social climber. Like, come on.
When you hear yourself described in a new way, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Have you never heard that before? So you're probably like, damn.
Yeah, what? I'm like, social climber?
I never even thought that.
People call me a gold digger now. And I'm like, I literally know that about myself. But I didn't. I was like, social climber. If anything, I think people now want to be more friends with me because of this job.
Fully. That's why I'm like, what?
I'm not really the social climber anymore. I kind of feel like I got rid of that. But okay. So she's DMing me. So it's not texting. We're on DM. She's like, we're in Aspen. And I'm responding very nicely because at this point, I don't know that she's called me a social climber to Graham's very best friend who told him. So it like for sure happened. I checked like 17 times. I'm like, we're positive it was said. He's like, yes, 100%. I'm like, okay. So then I'm lit. So then I leave her on red.
Oh, shit.
You know, and then this is what I'm asking myself. Because I want to respond back and I want to say, with all due respect, let's not do this if I'm just a social climber or maybe look for me in the nearest tree. I don't know. But then Graham's like, no, you don't do, you know, so then I'm like, do I kill her with kindness? Like at this age, what's my route? Because leaving her on red and then being a little just kind of like whatever in person, then I'm the asshole because she doesn't know that I know that she called me that. Do I owe that to her?
I think that at this age, you have to be selfish and do, like, you have to think of long-term how you're going to feel. Like, sending that comment might feel good short-term, but are you going to wake up the next day and be like, I should have just been a bigger person and said nothing?
So then, but then am I killing it with kindness?
I think, but if you want to say that comment, say the comment. I'm kind of like, do whatever you want.
But the route is not, this is what got me about me that day. I left it on red, and then I was not standoffish, but not overly nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I only hurt myself there. Now two wrongs never made a right. So I wouldn't treat you like, I wouldn't leave you on red and be semi-standoffish to you in person.
You know what I would do?
What?
And I actually would do this. It's kind of like, because it's kind of like you ghosted her. I would be honest and be like, hey, I heard through the grapevine that some unkind things were said about me by you. No hard feelings, but I would just choose not to spend time with someone who speaks to me like that. And just be straight up, make it as mature as possible. Don't be rude, but be honest.
Okay, yeah. And just be like, I know, I agree. I couldn't decide. I was like, the worst route here is probably the one I didn't have the energy and I was kind of caught off guard and it was kind of a lot going. I was like, I can't respond.
But also protect your energy. So if that's what helped you that day, that's fine.
You think?
Fully. You left her on red?
And then I did end up responding being like, I heard you were texting one of the boys.
You don't owe her anything?
Yeah.
I wish in person I could have just said, I don't need a response to this one. I'm sorry if leaving you on red and if I'm not being super nice. I did hear what you said about me. It's honestly, here's the thing too. It's all good that you said it. Mm-hmm. If you think that, that's totally fine. But you don't need to DM me then to hang out.
Also, you have to think she probably maybe was even relieved you didn't respond because it's like, if she's calling you a social climber, does she actually want to hang out with you or does she want to hang out with the boys that you're with?
Right. And don't DM me.
Yeah. She's doing it to benefit herself and to hang out with the guys that you're with because she's with one of the good guys that she might have told.
Right. Yeah. I haven't heard somebody like gossip about me in a really long time. And so I was like, oh, wait. And I truly like didn't care.
Yeah.
So that was hard too. I was like, well, how do I like, what do I do here? Do I say something? Do I not? What do I do?
Wait, when you just went, oh, it sounds like the TikTok sound. What is that TikTok sound? It's like, oh.
Oh. Oh, we're being mean? Hold on. My turn.
My fucking turn. Yeah. That was like perfect.
Oh, cool. We're being mean? Hold on. My fucking turn.
I do really think it's sweet, though, that Graham was being protective of you.
Because the flip side of that is the rose-covered, like, one thing I never want my spouse to have is, like, rose-covered goggles always tell me I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it hurts when a parent does that, too, to a kid. They're like, no, it's not her. It's somebody else.
Yeah.
And usually he's the first to be like, and what were you? And what did you have to do with it? But in this scenario, I didn't say I wasn't involved. So he was just like,
I also like it's how cute. He waited to tell you until it was like important. It was relevant. He didn't say, oh, so-and-so was talking shit about you. He like sat on it until it was like, hey, you should know this.
That's the other thing. Now, I forgot. That's the other part of this. Okay.
That is really sweet.
So with girls, these back in the day in college, if somebody said something about one of my friends, I'd be like, I need to tell them. Mm-hmm. At this moment in my life, I don't want to know.
I never do.
Don't tell me.
No, because I always think, how is it going to benefit them? Is it worth hurting their feelings? If it ever gets to the point of causing them harm, I will. But I always think, would I want to know? No. So why would I tell them?
I do not want to know.
If you hear someone talking shit about me, don't tell me.
It was more like he stopped you from embarrassing yourself in a way. Letting her in.
He was trying not to say it. And then finally I'm like, we're hanging out with him. And he's like, okay. And it's like, all right, thank you for that.
Yeah.
But just to be like, to text me, be like, hey, by the way, so-and-so. It's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. No.
I just don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know either.
Did you used to tell people?
So I had a friend back in the day who would always tell me things that I always was like, what? Like, it almost was like she was telling me to purposely stress me out.
Oh, and like cause drama.
To cause drama. And I learned at a very young age that it was never benefiting me. So it's never going to benefit if I do it to another person. Like, there's so many times that I've texted someone. I've done it to you. I've done it to my closest friends. I'll have a text ready to send. And then I go, take a step back. Is this actually relevant information? Or is it just going to cause some stress to their day? Always it's the stress of their day and I delete the text. Like, no, I don't tell. I never do. Because it caused me so much harm when I was younger and caused me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, it creates unnecessary anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, that you don't need to know.
No, and if they actually need to know, they'll find out.
They will on their own regard.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, no, some things are, it's like, what's that term where it's like, not ignorance is bliss.
But kinda.
What you don't know won't kill you?
Yeah. What you won't know won't kill you. Wait, what? Yeah. What
you don't know
won't kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, life is too stressful. We don't need to make it more stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I probably wouldn't say either. But I was ruthless in defending people. Like, I've gone in so many fights for other people.
Oh, yeah. Same to this day.
Yeah. I've gotten kicked out of bars.
Oh. Yeah.
But I would I'm more confrontational when I'm defending other people.
Fully.
Than like myself. But like I wouldn't, like I let it come to a point where they are aware of what's happening, I guess. Like I wouldn't have been the bearer of bad news. But like once they know, then I'm like.
Yeah.
You know.
You
don't want to be the one, the messenger, I guess.
You know what? You know what the worst is though? Like when it does happen. I do think this, I guess, to wrap it up, there's so many different scenarios we can approach the person with. And the worst one to be, not that we want to inflict the most harm, but the one that all angles win on is the one where you're like, it's all right. I did hear it. We don't need to hash it out. It hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you wouldn't have said it, but let's not pretend like everything's Gucci between you and I. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like,
I'd be embarrassed.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm just so, but the
mature approach always hurts the worst.
Yeah. And it feels better on it. Like you weren't mean.
Like if you were like Jordan, you're a bitch, or Jordan, that was, that really hurt my feelings. That really hurt my feelings would destroy me.
Way worse.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to go cry in a hole forever.
Because you hurt my feelings is like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
You're a bitch is me throwing it on you.
Yeah.
Then we're in the two wrongs never made a right scenario.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was on the way to work today. I was thinking about the saying, kindness always wins. And I was like, I always do this thing where I try to think of scenarios where it doesn't. I mean, 29 years, I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either.
Every time.
And kindness kills.
Yeah.
Kill with kindness.
Kill.
Also, on a side note, you want to know why you're so hot today?
Because I'm in Uggs and a sweater.
And because you're wearing the warmest socks in the world.
Yeah, I'm basically wearing leg warmers.
Like, I look down at your feet and I go, Well, no shit, you're sweating.
I was 2 days in Colorado and I thought, no, I'll just keep going.
Oh, no, please don't tell me you want to be a Colorado girl now.
I don't. Okay, I don't. I don't. I want to live on a ranch.
Just Western and NASCAR.
Yep. I just really want to live on a ranch really badly. That's my thing.
I'm dead.
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Should we do the listener question?
Yes.
Okay. This week's listener question, what's the appropriate time to meet your significant other's family?
I have like a hard rule.
What is it?
So I don't personally care when I meet my significant other's family. Like you can choose that. That's like up to you. But I don't like to allow my significant other to meet even really friends for a significant amount of time because I don't like when lives are intertwined. Because if you were to end something, not only are you breaking up with that person, you're breaking up with their friends, you're breaking up with their family. So I really prefer to make sure the relationship is very established and you see a future with them. So I would say like 6 months to maybe even a year meeting my parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother, a little different, but like parents, probably like 6 months of being boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Wow.
So what if you were like dating someone, because your parents don't live here. So what if you were dating someone for like 3 months and then your parents came to visit and it was like pretty going pretty well? Like you wouldn't.
Oh, I said that happened. And I said, you're not meeting my parents.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I met his, but he did. I didn't want him to, because I was like, not in time. Because I don't want to also, like, I don't want my parents to ever see me hurt. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart to think about my parents knowing the actual person who hurt me. So I was like, what happens if my dad meets you and then we end things and then he has to see his like little girl upset and he knows the guy who did it? Like, that just hurt my heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. That yeah. makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a little different.
I figured.
Because I'll be early on my parents meeting the guy, because my dad has the same read on people I do most of the time. But sometimes if I could get a little love struck, I needed him to tell me.
Oh, I love that.
So in high school and in college, my dad met. I mean, if we were slightly even talking, yeah. my dad meet so-and-so. And my dad would meet most of them and he could tell a lot by their handshake. My dad's a big, like, if we got a firm grip, then I like the guy. If he makes eye, like, he's a little bit less on maybe how him and I are interacting with each other, because I'm probably going to be awkward at this point. And my dad's always picking up on like good things, or, you know, if we had dinner, like, did they take their plate or how did they, you know, things like that. So I'm always an early introducer. Mm-hmm. But the first time I met Graham's dad was by accident. Like, we just happened to all socially be out together. But I had a crush on Graham. And so I was like, I know I need to go. We were with a big group. And I was like, I know I need to go over there and introduce myself. Say, I'm Alex. Nice to meet you, Mr. Bennett. Blah, blah, blah. So I walk up to the bar and his dad was bartending. And I was like, hi, Mr. Bennett. I just want to introduce myself. My name's Alex. Thank you so much for having us. And his dad was looking down, making a drink. Never looked up. And I was just like,
he didn't look up.
Never looked up. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I literally wanted to die on the floor. And I was like, it's over. He's never going to like me.
Wait, what?
He couldn't hear me.
Oh,
I had no idea. But I was sitting there and my friend was sitting beside me and she was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And I was like, I don't know. I'm scared to death of this person. But then afterwards, he came around like a few hours later. I was like, hi, I'm Clay. And I was like, yeah. You know, like, I tried to meet you.
Yeah.
The first time Graham met my dad, his hand missed my dad's hand.
Oh, no.
And Graham was like, can I retry that? And I was like, ugh.
I will say, I think you have the better approach than me, because you should introduce your family to them sooner than later, because if they hate them, at least you know earlier on.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a year in, your parents are like, no.
I know, but then I always, after a year, you would have so much intel.
Yeah. I mean, they would have to have like a good reason.
Yeah.
Because by then my friends would have met them and like, Because, like, my friends have met a good amount of people I've dated. And if they don't like the guy, that's game over.
Because I see Halloween your point. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Every person was like,
my manager dud. Even. Yeah. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah, he reminds me of furniture. He's yeah. just there.
He's a couch.
Yeah. So.
No, but I do see, like, I see both. I think it's what you start so early on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because you could say it's sacred to meet the parents. Like, that is a sacred invitation, mm-hmm. and my parents haven't met a lot of guys. I just started rapid firing them when I was younger, so then I just always kept doing it.
True.
But, like, I see your point of, daddy doesn't need to know who hurt the little girl.
My parents have met three guys. My two high school boyfriends and my college boyfriend.
Oh, mine probably met 20. And I seriously dated two of them.
Yeah, no.
That was it.
My mom and dad, if for all they know, I'm a lesbian, I'm celibate. Like, they've met nobody.
Isn't that funny?
And I will rarely ever tell them. The only reason why my mom knows more is because she listens to the podcast.
Aww. Right.
So she brings it up to me. Other than that, I'm not telling them. They know nothing about my life.
I'm a fan of introducing when they're still kind of your friend or like down. I'm a fan of downplaying it to my parents and introducing them as a friend that I kind of have a crush on, because then they're dead honest. Like, that's how my parents met Mike when we were dating, but we weren't boyfriend, girlfriend. But I still introduced him as like my friend that I'm interested in, kind of. And they were all dead honest, even my grandma.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
He came to my beach house and
okay. But you have guy friends. I don't have guy friends. So. That'd be, my parents would be like, oh, you just like have a guy that you have, like,
oh, yeah.
Who's like, kind of looks like your type.
Yeah.
You're like kind of flirting with. That's your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true.
But with you, since you have like a group of people, that would actually be a really good way to like segue him in.
Yeah. And they were like honest.
In high school, if in high school or in college, if you were at home, if a guy took you on a date, did your parents make him come to the door and ring the doorbell and meet them? Or could you just like walk outside and go get in the car?
I only did that with one guy.
I didn't really go on dates in high school. We just, like, went to each other's house and, like, made out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. And then in college, we didn't live at home.
Yeah.
So that's I don't think I ever, like, went on a proper date.
My parents would, like, make them get out of the car and come up to the door and, like, meet my dad.
No one takes me on dates.
Damn it. I know they do.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Terrifying going up to your house and meeting your parents and then leaving.
And then you're getting in the car with them and you're like 17.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. No. That'll build you.
Yeah, no. I think a lot of times I did go on dates in high school. I would meet them there or I would go to their house first and then we would leave because I was terrified of them meeting my parents.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
I know. Like a real,
See, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future. But for now, I prefer, like, I just want them to be my boyfriend for a significant amount of time where I don't foresee them leaving my life. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to like break it down to my parents.
Especially, I think the worst scenario is if you introduce a guy to your parents and then you all break up, but your parents loved them.
Yeah.
And they're like, why'd you guys break up? And you're like, please don't make this any harder.
Yeah.
It's great when your parents are like, yeah, never liked them. And you're like, right. He would have never fit in the family.
Like, it was great. The other day, my mom called me and she goes, oh, and by the way, you and XYZ are no longer together. And I'm like, let's get into it. Yeah. All right. I just like go off.
Yeah. But she didn't know him. So yeah. She didn't have an opinion, which was probably nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to her being like, I really did. He was good. That would have made that so much harder on you.
My ex-boyfriend of 5 years, my family loved. I mean, he was a saint. Why wouldn't they? And when I broke up with him at first, they were like, why would you do that? And I was like, can you not? Can you just be on my side, please? Like, I know you liked him more than me, but can you just be on my side, please?
The family civil duty is to just take the side. Oh, yeah. I'm always like, Michael, you just let me know, who do we have to fight? We're not. Same. And we will abide by all rules.
That's so funny.
And I needed the same treatment. It is nice to have like siblings because you do have built-in soldiers that march for your cause.
I don't know what my brother would do if he like knew a guy hurt me.
Like, yeah, if they hurt you, like what would they do?
I mean, like emotionally, not physically. Yeah. But I think I don't know. I'm sure my brother would have unkind words to say.
Yeah, you know, the worst scenario is when they hurt your significant other, but they stay together. So then you just fucking hate the girlfriend.
Yeah, well,
and on that note,
cut that. mention.
Or forget to cut it. Or keep the part where I say cut it. So they at least know I tried.
I'm dead. Wheel of Misfortune?
Okay. Yes. Please let it land on something about siblings. Relationships.
Let's get into it. Okay, Alana, sorry, you can't leave. Alex needs to get into it.
Let me spin the wheel. Oh, most embarrassing thing you did to see a man.
Most embarrassing thing,
you've ever done to see a man.
To see a man? Oh, no.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm shuffling between a couple options here.
I mean, it's not like it's embarrassing. It's more of like pathetic.
Yeah, I feel like pathetic is a better term, honestly. Embarrassing / pathetic.
I mean, I'll tell a story.
Go ahead.
I'll just say more of a recent one because it has to do with an app. I don't care if he hears. Because
if you don't say what I'm thinking,
no, I'm not gonna say that. Oh my god, I'm gonna take that to my. She's talking about in Oklahoma. No, fuck.
I'm talking about.
Oh,
no, that's so bad, but that's so bad that like no one should know that.
Yeah, you can't. That story to my literal grave. No one besides you two will ever know.
No,
that happened. But we're gonna talk about a more recent story. Oh my god, I cringe at myself. So
no, that's hilarious
about that.
Though, Jordan.
It's like, so funny. That's not a bad thing,
and it's like. It's like what you did was embarrassing, but like everyone knows what you were feeling. Like, and you know what I mean?
That was the thing to sin. Like you had to sin.
You had
that.
To.
Should I tell that story?
Honestly,
yeah.
I think that's so fucking funny. And like it happened twice too.
Twice?
But yeah, the first time was what you did. You asked Mike for help.
Oh my god.
It was in the.
I mean, what do I have to lose at this point?
Yeah, just
no,
tell
fuck it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So I used to be obsessed. What? Was, am, I don't know. This guy. Might be the one that broke my heart. I don't know. But I'm just kidding.
This is so good.
I'm dead. Okay, so a few months ago, the way that this guy and I started talking was through darts. We bonded over playing darts, and that was just kind of our thing. Like, we'd be like, when's the next time we're going to play darts? Like, that was our first date. That's the first time we hung out. So one day I was like, Alana, because I don't know where you were. You would disappear that day. You were out of the state.
I don't know.
And I was like, Alana, I need to text him because all we've been doing is like, and he would like DM me dartboards at night, like the emoji. And I was like, I need to text him. I don't know how. We had this happy hour because we have mutual friends that I figured he would come to. And I figured out he wasn't coming. So I was like, Alana, like, what am I going to do? And I think you were like, I don't remember what you said. Were you like, send a dartboard?
No. Do you mind if I...
Please, tell from your standpoint, because I probably will lie.
You came up to me and Mike and were like, is this weird? And it was. She was looking for a thing to bring up the dart thing, because that was their segue to open conversation. And you were going to send him a clip art image from Google of a dartboard and be like... when's our next match or whatever? And Mike and I were like, you absolutely can't do that.
The look on Mike's face was horrified.
Yeah. So I don't remember if that day you did it or not.
No, I didn't, because Mike came up with this like really good pick-up
line. Oh yeah, Mike
line.
Was texting him for her, and it was like the most flirtatious. It was like the perfect text. Like, it was kind of crazy.
It was intense. I was like, damn, Mike, you should teach a class.
Yeah, he really should. He's such a good flirt. But then in Oklahoma, you actually did it. She took a Google image.
Okay, wait. So we hadn't talked for a while, and he was just on my mind, and he had been on my mind for a while. And one night, Alex Bennett had me drink one too many lunch
boxes. No one else's fault but yours.
And I was very intoxicated. It was like 3 a.m. Yeah. I was feeling like I just missed him, and I was like, I need to figure out a way. And I was making, like, I was like, I'm going to find a dartboard tonight because I need to send him a dartboard. Because if I send him a dartboard, we can talk. So we looked, we couldn't find a dartboard.
And by look, she means changed bars.
She made 10 plus people go to another bar.
Walk from one bar to another bar.
I mean,
there might have been a dartboard there.
if you live in Oklahoma City, this is Edna's the Speakeasy. That's where we walked.
So long story short, I couldn't find a dartboard. And I made some comments to Alana, like, in the past, I was like, I'm just going to send him like a dartboard I find wherever. And she was like, do not do that. That is horrible. You cannot send him a dartboard until you find a picture. Well, Alana had gone off to bed. Alex was doing her gibberish thing she does.
So I helped you find the dartboard.
Yeah, so I remember I like found a random dartboard.
I was in on the
Instagram. I screenshot it so you couldn't find the location. I edited it a bit.
We put a filter on it.
I put it on my story first to make it look like I took it from my story. Like, the brain that was going on, or what was going up in my brain at 3:30 in the morning after I drank my body and alcohol was insanity. But I sent it. He DM'd me back.
It actually worked. The dartboard, it was a low-hanging, like, that was y'all's thing.
That was the only way to properly slide in after not talking for that amount of time and for why we stopped talking.
I still think it's smart.
It was. But it was a Hail Mary.
The major Hail Mary.
And it was going on for weeks where she was trying to, please, can I send him a Google image of a dartboard? Please, please, please. Like, the way you actually did it, though, was good.
It was like the sixth.
It was convincing when you showed. I remember the picture. It was pretty good.
Especially because, like, you're so creative and graphic-y. I was like, all right, I'm good to go.
Sixth page of Google, too. I mean, it was deep in the Google.
Oh, no. It was, I Googled a dartboard on Instagram in Oklahoma. So it's from a bar in Oklahoma.
Smart.
Yeah. It wasn't even from Google Images.
Cousins Bar and Grill.
Yeah. It was from like this, and from 2014, because remember Alana was like, what if he Googles and sees? I was like, oh girl, it was from 2014.
He won't find it.
He won't find it. It wasn't even
nice. Nice.
I mean, it worked.
It did work.
It did work. For a short period of time. But yeah, hopefully he doesn't listen anymore.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
It's so funny because I don't know if it's coming across, but this had been brought up for, honestly, probably, I'm saying weeks, it was probably 3 months.
Hey,
it was a theme over
months. All right, guys.
No, the dartboard, I do feel like the sending the dartboard thing was something we had to like be like, no, Jordan.
Yeah, no.
For like weeks, months. Like,
I agree. Because when you tell the story, it just feels like you Google. It's like, no, it was bigger than that. It doesn't sound that like.
It's not a big fat crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a huge crush.
It sounds like you just Google, like it doesn't. It was crazy, I promise.
Like when I woke up in the morning and you were like, I have to tell you something.
I did a bad thing.
I sent the dartboard. I was like, no.
But hey.
Not the dartboard.
It worked. We slipped back right in and then we hung out a week later. Shoot your shot, ladies. And gentlemen.
Google the image.
Okay, but let's be real. For every single, most relationships, how they start, it's because someone did something crazy. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I don't think that story's that bad. I really don't.
Okay, no, it's just so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's funny because we kept having to pull back the reins, but really I'm like, yeah.
Just do it. Shoot your fucking shot.
Yeah. Like, I almost transferred schools for a guy. Like, that to me was like very.
Wait.
That to me is good.
Please tell your story.
It's just the guy that I used to have a massive crush on, and I convinced my best friend that we should probably go to a different school, which was that school. And then we went toured it, and like, I lobbied for. I used to be psycho about boys.
Wait, is this the guy you saw on the plane?
Yeah, he's going to know it's him. No way he listens. But I used to be like.
Probably does.
I think I would play. This guy, though, did a number on me because I like joined a dodgeball tournament for him and like drove around where he lived and like, you know, like attended my brother's football games. And like,
we're all crazy.
It's like, but that's what you do because that's how your brain works. Let your freak flag fly when it comes to boys.
You're literally never going to be noticed unless you let your freak flag fly.
Well, I think if you fight it, it's coming out anyways. So I just never fought it and was like, okay, yeah. You're crazy.
Well, and for mine, I was about to explode. So it's like either let the freak flag fly or Jordan, one day you're just going to go like, I was about to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. That's why when we were awesome. Googling images, I'm like, it's probably one of the better. I think it's obvious to send it.
You're like eating Tostitos. You're like, yeah. This is a stunning picture. Go post it.
And if he notices that it is a Google image, that's also funny. Everything's a story.
Well, because like if you think about it, if the roles were reversed and I found out he did that to me, I would be so honored. I'd be like, that is cute.
It's cute. Yeah. Like if a guy, listen, I think we've all learned in this day and age too. A guy either likes you or they don't.
Fully.
And so from there, if you do something a little crazy for them, how cute and nice. As opposed to playing hard to get, Googling a dartboard, I'm in.
Fuck a hard to get. I'm so done with playing hard to get. Like, show me you like me or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm bad at playing hard to get.
Yeah, that's fair. The hard to get thing is appropriate in some manners. I think it's good because I think that as species we do want what we can't have.
Oh, fully.
But then I do think there's a line where there's a time to not play it. And if you want to be a little crazy, you just like if you know where. Know where a guy's eating and you have a crush on that guy and he has tagged it in his Insta story or a friend of a friend told you he's going to that restaurant. I'm all for.
I've done that.
Going to that restaurant and sitting at that bar and looking
the restaurant cute. Next door.
That's fine.
And then post the Instagram story.
No, I think you should go to the restaurant. To the one he's at.
We literally crossed the highway.
No, you have to go to his restaurant.
She's hurting us.
You gotta go.
I'm crazy, but I am full blown all in on the crazy.
This isn't crazy. This is something if people don't have stories like either of the ones that you and I just told, they're lying. I promise you.
Oh, I have friends who just have guys that they have crushes on their close friends, and they just like post like the most like thirst trap or like things that are specific to those guys because it's just the guys on there and mm-hmm. they're like they slide in every time and I'm like you do you girlfriend.
Well, and they think they're one of 75 on that close friends list and there's three people. Close friends the best thing Instagram ever did.
When I start talking to a guy again, I think what I'm going to do is remove all of my friends off of my close friends and just put him on there and then just start posting things that like he's talked about on his in like our past, like maybe his favorite restaurant, then I'll post a picture or like favorite place in New York.
You could do a whole nude reel on your close friends as long as your finger doesn't slip and you do. Well, it's the worst thing you can post on actual friends that you thought you posted to real friends or close friends. I think it would be a nude photo.
Fully.
Well, but you wouldn't put a nude, I guess. Be like a leaked text message, maybe.
Yes. Oh, I actually have done that before where one time someone posted a really mean comment and I commented, I had a really mean caption back to, but I just wanted like my friends to see it. And I accidentally posted it on like my Instagram. And I'm like, but then I was also like, you know what? Who fucking cares? This guy told me something really mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the bad would be like if you were single and you had posted like some seductive pics and then accidentally sent that. Cause I sent one the other day to my real friends or all friends. And I was like, damn. But then you just kind of let it go.
Yeah. Wait, that's kind of funny, like the craziest things you've ever done for guys.
Yeah.
Like the more I think about it, I've done.
I feel like I've done many small, I signed up to, in high school, I signed up to stat the men's lacrosse team for like 3 years and had to go to all their games.
Because you like the lacrosse guy?
Yeah. That's genius though.
Yeah. It was really fun.
You know.
But I used to, there was a guy I was obsessed with in college. Like anytime I would go out near his house or to his house, I would bring a bag and hide it in the bushes.
Because
I was going to sleep over. Like I was going to find a way to to sleep over and have sex with him.
Did you ever?
9 out of 10 times. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah. I was so good at making it seem like it was all serendipitous, but like, I was crazy.
Hold on. The difference between your crazy stories and mine were he didn't really know I existed. He kind of did.
Mine wanted nothing to do with me.
Wait, Alex, that's really funny.
I've never kissed the person I'm referring to.
Mine wanted nothing to do with me. Yours didn't know you existed. Hers actually had sex with her.
You're like 9 times out of 10. I'm like, oh, no. The crazy stuff I did, he was like, barely had my phone number.
I still have his memorized. Wanted nothing to do with me at the time.
You know the dumbest thing you can do to a guy?
What?
God, I used to do it once a month. Accidentally send the wrong message to the wrong person. Like, no one confuses contacts.
That doesn't work anymore.
And it'd be like me sending it to a guy named Tyler. And it's not like I'm trying to send it to a Travis. I'm trying to send it to a Zach.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, sorry, I meant to send it to my mom. And it's like, my name starts with a T.
The only way you can do that is if you're in a group text with them also, because we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Mean girl, like everything.
Yeah. Or like I've done, I always text the wrong group chat, but.
Gone are the days of the missed text. Like, didn't mean to send you that. No or, shot.
Or butt dial. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well,
I do that a lot.
Sometimes happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because the phones don't shut off anymore.
Oh, there's a setting.
Oh, you can set it off? Good. Because I've been butt dialing and musicking out like, my ass.
Oh, okay, that's funny.
Help me with that.
That's good.
Wait, that was so funny. The stories I could tell about being that crazy girl. Yeah. But also, it's just like, I'm also kind of a genius.
It was genius.
It was genius. Yeah. Like, I went the whole nine yards, but it made sure it was the right court or the right size even.
Sized it.
I was like, we'll make this a 69, actually.
This will be a 16:9 ratio, please. Can I order one dartboard at a 16:9? Post on my story and DM to someone.
And also always screenshot it, because if you don't and you send it, they can find the location of that picture.
Yes. God, I wish you would have kept like just a little bit that it was a screenshot off of like Instagram, just a little sliver.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
That would be a gift from God.
No, it would not have been.
No.
No. But he'll probably hear this story and...
He'll know.
He'll know. There's only one man that plays darts with me in this world.
If you're listening, what's up?
No.
I wish we could go back and find like your first text, the ones that Mike was sending.
Oh, I deleted everything, else I would have for sure be able to pull those up.
I remember you reading them to me and they were very good.
They were fucking fire. He probably was like, the next week was like, who's this girl with no game? Like, I went from having top tier game to literally bottom tier game.
You know what else too? I was thinking about this the other day because we redid your dating profile and a guy screenshotted it in a group text to us and was like, fire or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, the way to get to a girl is through a girl. And the way to get to a guy is through a guy. Like, a guy should text a guy and a girl should make your dating like profile app.
No, the way to get through a girl is through a girl. The way to get through a guy is also through a girl. Because I redid his dating app and he was getting a ton of people.
But the way to get to a guy, Mike sent your text and it was like he knew how a guy thought. Like, most of the time, I would like to, I would rather take a guy's phone and text a girl than I would take your phone and text a guy. Because I can text a girl. I know exactly what the girl wants. That's the guy, I'm so guessing.
True. That's so true. Yeah, those texts were... Those should have been framed. They were fire.
Because a guy knows how to get a guy.
Yeah. And we were suggesting things and he was like, no, a guy like would never think like that. He wouldn't like that.
He'd be like, don't be desperate. Don't be like, he was like, no, we're not doing that. And I'm like, I mean, his texts were.
And they had like a little bit of an innuendo.
Yeah.
Got me like, first date.
Mm. And the guys were like, fuck, that's fire. But then it's so funny because like to text a guy, we'll text each other and like, we'll think of, and it's like, we don't know.
Mike got me my first date.
Yeah. Guys should text guys and girls should text girls. Because I
fully.
If somebody, my brother gave me his phone and he was like courting girls, I could have that. I'd be like, of course she wants this.
Yeah. Fully.
I don't know what he wants.
You know how like when people break up and they're like trying to figure out maybe how to get someone back? It's like, stop going to your friends. Like, go to the girls, like the girls' friends.
Yeah, go to the person's the same sex as
them.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited. Consumer Health 2023 edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
Have you noticed I've had bad breath ever in the past 10 days?
I haven't seen you in like 8 days.
Because as I'm reading this, I flossed like the shit out of my teeth last night and there's air. Because we were standing at the sink and Graham was like, all right. And I was like, what? And he's like, the past 10 days, I've smelled your breath. And I'm like, fuck.
No.
I know. I'm like, has anybody else, I wonder?
Wait, this is like the mean girl question.
Wait, this is the question.
I know. And it was really nice of him to tell me.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Like, usually he's like, usually you have good breath, but he's like, I've been noticing it. And he's like, and standing here talking to you right now, you have bad breath. And I was like,
have you changed your diet?
Did you have your retainer in?
I didn't have my retainer in. The only thing I've been doing is drinking, which is diet Cokes, like a little. Like, if I'm craving something sweet at night, I'll just like have it, his diet Dr. Pepper. My mom's like, that's not gonna make my breath bad.
No.
I have had a very bad toothache in the back left, though.
Alex!
Maybe could be the tooth
is... Are you kidding me?
What?
You have a toothache and you have bad breath. Your tooth could be rotting.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. You need to go to the dentist.
I did make an appointment.
Yes. You could have a cavity, a rotting tooth. It's fully... Something could be lodged up there.
It does hurt. Like it woke me up last night. It hurts.
Huh.
Alex Bennett.
I know, but the bad breath was...
It's definitely from that.
Okay. Well, if you notice it, tell me.
I actually haven't noticed it.
It's very hard to tell somebody that, though.
But I promise I haven't. I would tell you. Right now, I would.
But it's hard to say it, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's hard.
Yes, but I will tell you right now if you do it. I have not smelled it.
Okay. All right.
I also haven't been close enough to you.
I know.
Wait, no.
I know.
It's your tooth.
Yeah, and it hurts.
Well. Oh, Alex. When's your appointment?
Well, I downloaded the app to make it. I haven't made it.
Alex Bennett! That's
basically making it.
No!
That for me is like the largest step I would ever. I basically just went to the moon.
I'm not letting you leave this apartment. Leave this apartment. I'm not letting you leave this office today until you have it, because for your own sake and Graham's sake, he's not going to want to kiss you.
One small step for mankind. No, one small step for a man, one giant step for mankind. That's what I have to do to this dentist.
We don't need your tooth to rot. I can tell something's wrong by how you're moving your mouth.
This side of my mouth hurts.
Yeah, the way you're making a weird mouth or face with your lips.
Yeah, damn.
You're like pursing your lips weird.
Yeah, it's sore. Okay.
And I just got kicked out.
Watch YouTube. Watch YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe on YouTube. Oh, follow us on YouTube. No. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, and anywhere else you can find us.
Yeah. And stay tuned because we have a lot of... Oh, follow us on Instagram so you can see all our new social clips we're posting.
Yeah. Woo. We love you. Bye.
Love you guys.